KANU, and KANU-HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH-HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV-HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org, or just ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, as well as a complete look at your weather forecast. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. Just before health insurance subsidies expire, House Republicans prefer a vote on something else. We'll talk with one Republican who wants a vote on the subsidies themselves. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Why is it taking so long to stand up an international peacekeeping force for Gaza? I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. In Lebanon, the UN winds down its peacekeeping mission, even though there are ceasefire violations between Israel and Hezbollah. Also, families hold funerals for victims of the shooting in Australia. And volunteers in Louisiana bring groceries to families afraid to leave their homes. It's Wednesday, December 17th. This day in 1979, President Jimmy Carter joined the first national menorah lighting to celebrate the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump has announced he's ordering a blockade of oil tankers going to and from Venezuela. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports Trump provided few details.
In NPR News.
A new poll from NPR, PBS News, Marist finds that Americans are struggling financially. 70% of respondents say the areas that they live in are not affordable for average families. The poll also finds that only 36% of respondents approve of President Trump's handling of the economy. Trump says he'll give a nationally broadcast speech tonight, but didn't say what he'll discuss. Vice President J.D. Vance visited Allentown, Pennsylvania yesterday in an effort to highlight White House work on economic issues, but his visit comes as there are growing signs of voter frustration. From member station WITF, Jackson White reports.
Yolene Scott makes about $25 an hour working in healthcare. She says that isn't enough to cover the bills for her and her 11-year-old son.
It's like you can't live anymore. Electric bill is high. Gas prices are high. It's like you're just working to pay bills, but then you can't even eat.
Scott moved to Allentown, Pennsylvania 8 years ago to escape the high prices of New York City. She's an independent voter who supports President Donald Trump. But Scott says she hasn't noticed a difference in prices since he entered office again this year. Scott does expect to benefit from Trump's tax cut on overtime pay. For NPR News, I'm Jackson White in Harrisburg.
Los Angeles prosecutors say they're charging the son of slain Hollywood director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle with murder. Steve Futterman reports from Los Angeles. Nick Reiner may appear in court today in L.A.
We expected Nick Reiner to appear in court yesterday, but it was delayed since he had yet to be given medical clearance. Today, court officials will try again. The hearing is likely to be brief, with Reiner being formally told of the charges. He could also enter a plea. The two first-degree murder charges carry a maximum sentence of death, but the district attorney says he has not yet decided if he will seek the death penalty.
Steve Futterman reporting. You're listening to NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Topeka Development Corporation has approved the sale of the city-owned Hotel Topeka to a hotel management company. Under the agreement, Endeavor Hotel Group will pay the city $1 million for the property and invest another $6 million in upgrades. KSNT reports the city of Topeka bought the hotel for $7.6 million in 2023. Once the purchase is completed, the hotel will be rebranded under the Wyndham name or a similar brand. Endeavor Hotel Group is based in Wichita. Lawrence residents will have to pay a fee to use the city's rec centers after a last-ditch effort to put the plan on hold failed at Tuesday's City Commission meeting. By a vote of 3-2, commissioners decided to move forward with the fee plan, which will take effect next month. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the two dissenting votes came from the two newly elected commissioners, Mike Courtney and Christine Paulian. Under the plan, Lawrence residents will have to pay $12 a month or $120 a year to use the rec centers, though the rates for children and seniors will be lower. Kansas lawmakers could force state universities to change course curriculum as part of efforts to end diversity programs. As Dylan Lyson reports, Republican lawmakers are questioning why diversity, equity, and inclusion are taught in certain courses.
A state law requires Kansas agencies and universities to eliminate any policies related to DEI. Lawmakers say the recent law did not specifically require changing curriculum at universities, but Representative Bob Lewis says they may take another look. He says a Kansas State University English textbook tasks students to reconsider how they write about identity and diversity, and that's a problem.
It presents the whole English class composition as a discussion of a political ideology.
Democratic lawmakers argued the time and money universities are spending to comply with the law is a waste of taxpayer dollars. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The city of Ottawa is hoping to attract new residents from out of state by offering cash incentives to people who move there. KSHB reports Ottawa is rolling out the red carpet for potential new residents with a $6,000 cash incentive. It's part of the state's first ever relocation plan. There are a few requirements. Applicants must be from outside Kansas, have a job secured before moving, and maintain a household income of at least $55,000. In college basketball, the KU men defeated Towson in Lawrence last night, 73-49. Weather forecast for today. Sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon, still unseasonably mild. Highs today near 54 degrees. Could see wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of rain. Lows around 42. Tomorrow begins cloudy, becomes clear. It'll be windy tomorrow. A wind advisory in effect tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. could see gusts up to 45 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, clear 32 at 607.
Support for in.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Thank you for listening. Coming up on Morning Edition, in January, all access to hormone treatments and other gender-affirming care for transgender minors will end in Kansas. Some families are opting to leave the state to continue getting care for their children.
As a family, we discussed it, and it was really our only option to keep her safe.
Kansas is one of many states that LGBTQ people are fleeing. We will hear the story at 6:45.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 54 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of rain, lows around 42. Tomorrow, cloudy and windy.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, now hosting events from 25 to 400 at an expanded downtown location, offering both full-service wedding event planning and hosting, as well as catering to weddings off-site. Venue information online at Maselli's.com.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, President Trump says no sanctioned oil tankers will be able to leave Venezuela. Caracas is crying foul, but what's the likely impact of the blockade? Also, when wildlife photography harms the very wildlife it's capturing.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR 2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes.
This is NPR News.
Some restaurant chains have seen an uptick in customers across the U.S. thanks to viral posts on social media. The culprit fueling the nostalgic economy are appetizers.
The Triple Dipper has been on our menu for decades, and a few years ago, it only made up about 11% of our sales. Just in the last couple of years now, it's up to 15% plus.
The business of going viral on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Appetizers on All Things Considered. It's from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 54. We'll have a complete look at the forecast coming right up. It's 6:30.
And Jay Hockman, Nick Reiner could appear in court later today. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. University of Kansas administrators are considering a reorganization plan that would merge several academic programs to cut costs. The Lawrence Journal World reports the affected programs are failing to meet minimum standards related to the number of students enrolled and the number of degrees awarded. One proposal would combine the environmental studies, geography and atmospheric science, and geology programs into a single new School of Earth, Energy, and Environment. Another would combine the French and Italian program with the Spanish and Portuguese program, creating a new Department of Romance Languages. The changes could result in some layoffs. Johnson County residents are pushing back against a potential Overland Park Stadium site for the Kansas City Royals. Officials, more than 200 residents, gathered at a community meeting last week to oppose a proposed new ballpark at 119th and Knoll. Officials are also concerned more traffic could delay ambulances from reaching local hospitals. Sarah Floodberg is a mother who lives nearby. She says additional traffic to the stadium wouldn't just be an inconvenience for residents.
What it is, it's a change in driver behavior. And that's where the safety risks for our kids and our teen drivers come in. And not just for them, but, you know, nighttime driving, people just wanting to get home.
Mark Elkins, the mayor of nearby Leawood, says he can't support the Overland Park location because of residents' concerns. The clock is ticking for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas and Topeka's St. Francis Hospital to reach a new contract agreement. The current contract expires on December 31st, 2 weeks from today. If the two sides don't reach an agreement, St. Francis will become out of network for people who are insured by Blue Cross. That means the cost of seeing their health care providers at St. Francis could go way up. WIBW-TV reports active discussions are still ongoing. The Hutchinson City Council is sending a proposed sales tax increase to the city's voters. The council signed off on the 0.75% increase Tuesday. Voters will render their verdict on March 3rd. If approved, the increase would take effect next October. Weather forecast for today, sunny with a high near 54. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of rain, lows around 42. Tomorrow, cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing, high near 51, but very windy. Could see gusts tomorrow up to 45.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that...
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Thank you for listening this morning. Still ahead, the Kremlin has a new explanatory dictionary of the state language of the Russian Federation. We'll take a look at some of their new definitions of common words at 6:56.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker, available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 54 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of rain, lows overnight around 42. Tomorrow begins cloudy, then it clears, high near 51, and it'll be windy. We'll have winds out of the west tomorrow, 15 to 25 miles an hour, with gusts up to 45 miles an hour. In fact, a wind advisory is in effect tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 32 degrees, Atchison's clear, and 32 as well. It's 6:44.
I'm Leila Faldin, a bit behind on the news. No sweat, we got you.
Okay, so just remind us, who is suing the government here?
What do you know about this executive action?
So how are conservatives who oppose Trump feeling right now?
What jobs are being cut out there?
If the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau cannot do its work, what does that mean for Americans?
No matter what the headlines bring, we'll break it all down for you. This is NPR.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. How realistic is the Grinch? Lucy Hyde, a British lecturer, analyzed the anatomy of the green character who hates Christmas in a Dr. Seuss cartoon. His big yellow eyes are ideal for stealing presents in the dark. His bendy spine is perfect for creeping around. His anatomy reflects his personality. But the heart that grew three sizes that day is unhealthy. We would like our morals to change while keeping the heart the same. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from 20th Century Studios with Avatar, Fire and Ash. From James Cameron, the world of Avatar will change forever in theaters this Friday. From the University of Maryland Libraries, home to the NPR archives, dedicated to preserving the history of public broadcasting and serving researchers around the world. More at lib.umd.edu. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. On January 1st, young people in Kansas will be completely banned from receiving gender-affirming medical treatments. As Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports, transgender people and their families have already started fleeing for states where they can access care, uprooting their lives in the process.
On a chilly December morning,
it should be a unique decision-making process for every single individual.
The families of two other transgender teens in Kansas have sued in state court to block the law from taking full effect. But absent a favorable ruling for them in the next few weeks, families like theirs will continue to face choices that feel impossible. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You can find more of their stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
For over 100 years, the University of Kansas has celebrated the season with the annual performance of Holiday Vespers. Join KPR tomorrow night for this year's Holiday Vespers, featuring Christmas carols, music for Hanukkah, Mozart's Magic Flute, and much, much more, all performed by the KU choirs and orchestra. Holiday Vespers, tomorrow night at 7 on KPR 1. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 54 degrees. Little windy breeze, winds could be as high as 20 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of rain overnight. Lows tonight around 42 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 32 degrees at 9 before 7.
Free speech. Hart says this dictionary is a British stage and screen. Listen wherever you are, on your phone or here on the radio. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City at 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news and weather. It's 7 o'clock.
Thank you.
Good morning. The White House is working damage control after the chief of staff made frank remarks.
Paramount launched a hostile takeover bid last week. It's trying to win Warner Brothers away from an offer made by rival Netflix. On Wall Street and pre-market trading, Dow futures are higher. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Topeka Development Corporation has approved the sale of the city-owned Hotel Topeka to a hotel management company. Under the agreement, Endeavor Hotel Group will pay the city $1 million for the property and invest another $6 million in upgrades. KSNT reports the city of Topeka bought the hotel for $7.6 million in 2023. Tyson Foods plans to close one of its largest beef processing plants in Lexington, Nebraska next month and to scale back production at its plant in Amarillo, Texas. Molly Ashford reports on what that means for ranchers and consumers.
Tyson's move to, quote, right-size its beef business came as a shock to workers and their communities. But this year, the U.S. recorded the smallest beef cow herd since 1961. That means meatpackers aren't operating at full capacity, and they're losing money. Still, Texas A&M livestock economist David Anderson says cattle and beef prices likely won't see a major impact.
Typically, a plant closes, what we expect is lower cattle prices and higher beef prices, because that we've lost this capacity. But at the same time, we've got so much excess capacity already that, you know, that may not happen.
Anderson does not expect cattle herd sizes to rebound quickly, as that process takes years. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Molly Ashford.
The city of Salina is appealing a federal judge's ruling in favor of a restaurant that sued the city over a mural on the outside of its building. Last month, the judge ruled the city violated the Cozy Inn's First Amendment rights when it ordered the business to stop work on the mural, which depicts a giant hamburger. The city said the mural violated a sign ordinance. Attorneys for the restaurant argued the city violated the restaurant's free speech. On Tuesday, the Salina City Commission authorized the mayor to appeal the ruling. The attorney representing the city told KWCH the case is one of national significance because the U.S. Supreme Court has never clearly defined what constitutes a sign that can be regulated by local governments. Kansas City Royals have signed their all-star third baseman, Mikel Garcia, to a new contract. The five-year deal is worth a reported $57.5 million. Garcia is 25 and coming off a breakout season. He won a gold glove and hit a career-high 16 home runs. In college basketball, the KU men defeated Towson in Lawrence last night. Final score there, 73-49. Weather forecast for today, sunny with a high near 54. Light and variable wind becoming south this afternoon. Could see gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of rain, lows around 42. Tomorrow begins cloudy, gradually clears, high tomorrow near 51, but it'll be windy. In fact, a wind advisory is in effect tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly clear, 31 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 7 after 7.
Support for NP.
You never get the pictures of all the dead animals you see that were burned alive.
It is estimated that more than 15,000 cows died as a result of the fires. In the 2025 Texas legislative session, lawmakers increased oversight and notification requirements of two state agencies responsible for inspecting utility infrastructure. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Larned in Lubbock.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Thank you for listening. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, in January, all access to hormone treatments and other gender-affirming care for transgender minors will end in Kansas. Some families are deciding to leave the state to continue getting care for their children.
As a family, we discussed it, and it was really our only option to keep her safe.
Coming up, Kansas as one of the many states that LGBTQ people are fleeing. We'll hear the story at 7:45.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures this afternoon near 54 degrees, still about 12 degrees above average for this date. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of rain, lows overnight around 42. Tomorrow, cloudy, high near 51, and it'll be windy too.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, acapella quartet King's Return, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, President Trump says no sanctioned oil tankers will be able to leave Venezuela. Caracas is crying foul, but what's the likely impact of the blockade? Also, when wildlife photography harms the very wildlife it's capturing.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition, on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement.
Some restaurant chains have seen an uptick in customers across the U.S. thanks to viral posts on social media. The culprit fueling the nostalgic economy are appetizers.
The triple dipper has been on our menu for decades. And a few years ago, it only made up about 11% of our sales. Just in the last couple of years now, it's up to 15% plus.
The business of going viral, on All Things Considered, from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from the KPR newsroom, and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast at 7:30.
In Rhode Island, say they're still searching for the gunman who killed two students and wounded nine others at Brown University. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. University of Kansas administrators are considering a reorganization plan that would merge several academic programs to cut costs. The Lawrence Journal World reports the affected programs are failing to meet minimum standards related to the number of students enrolled and the number of degrees awarded. One proposal would combine the environmental studies, geography, and atmospheric science and geology programs into a single new School of Earth, Energy, and Environment. Another would combine the French and Italian program with the Spanish and Portuguese program, creating a new Department of Romance Languages. The changes could result in some layoffs. Kansas lawmakers could force state universities to change course curriculum as part of efforts to end diversity programs. As Dylan Lyson reports, Republican lawmakers are questioning why diversity, equity, and inclusion are taught in certain courses.
A state law requires Kansas agencies and universities to eliminate any policies related to DEI. Lawmakers say the recent law did not specifically require changing curriculum at universities. But Representative Bob Lewis says they may take another look. He says a Kansas State University English textbook tasks students to reconsider how they write about identity and diversity, and that's a problem.
It presents the whole English class composition as a discussion of a political ideology.
Democratic lawmakers argued the time and money universities are spending to comply with the law is a waste of taxpayer dollars. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The Hutchinson City Council is sending a proposed sales tax increase to the city's voters. The council signed off on the 0.75% increase Tuesday. Voters will render their verdict March 3rd. If approved, the increase would take effect next October. KSNW reports the proposal would increase the city's sales tax from 0.75% to 1.5%. On top of the 6.5% state sales tax and a 1% Reno County tax, that means Hutchinson shoppers would pay a total of 9% in sales taxes. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 54 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of rain, lows around 42. Tomorrow begins cloudy, then clears, high tomorrow near 51, but it'll be very windy.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Still ahead on Morning Edition, the Marketplace Morning Report is back with its occasional series, What's That Like?, where they explore some of the strange, unusual, or little-known jobs that support local economies. Today, a look at the business of Christmas trees from a night watch at Uptown Christmas Trees in New York City. You can hear that at 7:51.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs around 54 degrees, about 12 above average for this date. Little breezy, winds out of the south this afternoon, 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of rain overnight, lows around 42. Tomorrow begins cloudy, then gradual clearing, highs tomorrow near 51. Will be windy tomorrow, though, could see gusts up to 45 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly clear, 31 degrees at 7:44.
For over 100 years, the University of Kansas has celebrated the season with the annual performance of Holiday Vespers. Join us Thursday night on KPR for this year's Holiday Vespers concert. It's a Yuletide tradition, Holiday Vespers, Thursday night at 7 on KPR.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. Pete Anderson and his sons Colton and Henry love collecting baseball cards, so it was business as usual when the Minneapolis family bought some more. They did not expect to end up with an autographed gold Shohei Ohtani card that they immediately put up for auction. The bidding has reached $1.2 million, making it Ohtani's most valuable card ever, and there's still a day left in the auction in case you have, you know, $1.3 million to spare. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Wallace Foundation, an independent nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. At WTGrantFDN.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. On January 1st, young people in Kansas will be completely banned from receiving gender-affirming medical treatments. As Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports, transgender people and their families have already started fleeing for states where they can access care, uprooting their lives in the process.
On a chilly December morning, Jill Clements shows me. I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR at 8:04. We'll get the latest news from the KPR newsroom, including a look at how Johnson County residents are pushing back against a potential Overland Park Stadium for the Kansas City Royals. Weather forecast for today, sunny, still unseasonably warm, high temperatures this afternoon near 54 degrees. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 32 at 9 before 8.
The life of a Christmas tree seller. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance.
June Hagen, Night Watch at Uptown Christmas Trees. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Yeah.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore
with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news, the latest weather. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Get ready for commercialization.
But critics like former nuclear regulator Allison McFarland warn the program is moving too quickly.
This is not okay, and this is not going to lead to success. This is how to have an accident.
The Department of Energy, which runs the program, says safety is a top priority. It hopes to have at least 3 reactors running by July 4th. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is rejecting a Vanity Fair magazine profile of her as a, quote, hit piece. Wiles spoke on the record and very frankly to reporter Chris Whipple about White House colleagues and internal tensions. She described President Trump as having an alcoholic's personality. Trump famously does not drink alcohol. Reporter Chris Whipple says that Wiles helped her father, famed sportscaster Pat Summerall, recover from alcoholism.
She'd be the first to tell you, and she told me, that she, you know, she makes a specialty of difficult men. It began with Pat Summerall. She managed Ron DeSantis' winning gubernatorial campaign in 2018, and now famously, of course, got Donald Trump elected in 2024.
He spoke to NPR's All Things Considered. White House officials have offered strong support for Wiles, the first female White House chief of staff. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Lawrence residents will have to pay a fee to use the city's rec centers after a last-ditch effort to put the plan on hold failed at Tuesday's city commission meeting. By a vote of 3-2, commissioners decided to move forward with the fee plan, which will take effect next month. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the 2 dissenting votes came from the 2 newly elected commissioners, Mike Courtney and Christine Paulian. Under the plan, Lawrence residents will have to pay $12 a month or $120 a year to use the rec centers, though the rates for children and seniors will be lower. Until now, the rec centers have been free to Lawrence residents. Johnson County residents are pushing back against a potential Overland Park Stadium site for the Kansas City Royals. More than 200 residents gathered at a community meeting last week to oppose a proposed new ballpark at 119th and Knoll. Officials are also concerned more traffic could delay ambulances from reaching local hospitals. Sarah Floodberg is a mother who lives nearby. She says additional traffic to the stadium wouldn't just be an inconvenience for residents.
What it is, it's a change in driver behavior. And that's where the safety risks for our kids and our teen drivers come in. And not just for them, but, you know, nighttime driving, people just wanting to get home.
Mark Elkins, the mayor of nearby Leawood, says he can't support the Overland Park location because of residents' concerns. The Topeka Development Corporation has approved the sale of the city-owned Hotel Topeka to a hotel management company. Under the agreement, Endeavor Hotel Group will pay the city $1 million for the property and invest another $6 million in upgrades. KSNT reports the city of Topeka bought the hotel for $7.6 million in 2023. Once the purchase is completed, the hotel will be rebranded under the Wyndham name or a similar brand. Endeavor Hotel Group is based in Wichita. The city of Ottawa is hoping to attract new residents from out of state by offering cash incentives to people who move there. KSHB reports Ottawa is rolling out the red carpet for potential new residents with a $6,000 cash incentive. It's part of the state's first-ever relocation program. There are just a few requirements to apply. Applicants must be from outside Kansas, have a job secured before moving, and maintain a household income of at least $55,000. In college basketball, the KU men beat Towson in Lawrence last night, 73-49. Weather forecast for today, sunny, still unseasonably warm. High temperatures this afternoon near 54 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of rain, lows overnight around 42. Tomorrow begins cloudy, then clears, high near 51. A wind advisory is in effect tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We could see wind gusts tomorrow up to 45 miles an hour. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 32 degrees at 8:07.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Still ahead on Morning Edition in about 10 minutes. We get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour, a UN peacekeeping mission on the Lebanese-Israeli border is winding down after a ceasefire brokered by the U.S.
I see no presence of Hezbollah operatives operating within this area.
But the UN says Israel has violated the ceasefire thousands of times. We'll hear that story coming up at 6:34.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
Tomorrow night, celebrate with KU's Holiday Vespers, the annual concert by the KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra. For the 101st performance, you'll hear music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, Mozart's Magic Flute, plus carols for the season. Holiday Vespers at the University of Kansas. You can hear it tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. Sunny skies today, still unseasonably warm. High temperatures will be around 54 degrees today. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of rain. Lows overnight around 42. Tomorrow begins cloudy, then gradually clears. High near 51. Tomorrow will be windy. We'll have winds out of the west 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 45. In fact, a wind advisory is in effect tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
Some restaurant chains have seen an uptick in customers across the U.S. thanks to viral posts on social media. The culprit fueling the nostalgic economy are appetizers.
The Triple Dipper has been on our menu for decades, and a few years ago, it only made up about 11% of our sales. Just in the last couple of years now, it's up to 15% plus.
The business of going viral on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7, right here on KPR. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny with a high near 54. More details coming right up. It's 8:30.
Blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers moving in and out of the South American country. The order comes a week after the U.S. Coast Guard and the FBI seized a sanctioned tanker off Venezuela. This follows U.S. airstrikes on more than two dozen suspected drug boats in the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific, leaving nearly 100 people dead. Separately, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Pentagon will not be publicly releasing unedited video of a September strike.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Tyson Foods plans to close one of its largest beef processing plants in Lexington, Nebraska next month and to scale back production at its plant in Amarillo, Texas. Molly Ashford reports on what that means for ranchers and consumers.
Tyson's move to, quote, right-size its beef business came as a shock to workers and their communities. But this year, the U.S. recorded the smallest beef cow herd since 1961. That means meatpackers aren't operating at full capacity, and they're losing money. Still, Texas A&M livestock economist David Anderson says cattle and beef prices likely won't see a major impact.
Typically, a plant closes, what we expect is lower cattle prices and higher beef prices, because that we've lost this capacity. But at the same time, we've got so much excess capacity already that, you know, that may not happen.
Anderson does not expect cattle herd sizes to rebound quickly, as that process takes years. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Molly Ashford.
The clock is ticking for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas and Topeka's St. Francis Hospital to reach a new contract agreement. The current contract expires on December 31st, 2 weeks from today. If the two sides don't reach an agreement, St. Francis will become out of network for people who are insured by Blue Cross, and that means the cost of seeing their health care providers at St. Francis could go way up. WIBW-TV reports active discussions are still ongoing. The city of Salina is appealing a federal judge's ruling in favor of a restaurant that sued the city over a mural on the outside of its building. Last month, the judge ruled the city violated the Cozy Inn's First Amendment rights when it ordered the business to stop work on the mural, which depicts a giant hamburger. The city said the mural violated a sign ordinance. Attorneys for the restaurant argued the city violated the restaurant's free speech. On Tuesday, the Salina City Commission authorized the mayor to appeal the ruling. The attorney representing the city told KWCH the case is one of national significance because the U.S. Supreme Court has never clearly defined what constitutes a sign. Weather forecast for today, sunny with a high near 54, tonight increasing clouds, 30% chance of rain, lows around 42. Tomorrow will be cloudy and windy. It's 8:34.
Support for...
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you could join us on this Wednesday morning. Still ahead on Morning Edition, the Kremlin has a new explanatory dictionary of the state language of the Russian Federation. It includes some new definitions for some very common words. We will hear about that coming up at 8:56.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on January 7th that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Forecast for today, sunny skies, still unseasonably warm, highs this afternoon near 54 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of rain overnight, lows around 42. Tomorrow, things get interesting. It'll start cloudy, then gradually clear, highs near 51. What you'll notice is the wind. Wind will be out of the west tomorrow, 15 to 25 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. A wind advisory is in effect tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 8:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source.
Well, it's important to point out that these are Santa's helpers.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Because the
thank
real
you.
Santa is busy.
Yes.
I just feel that it's important to clarify.
And since it's all about what Santa looks like, we should be... We don't know. We don't know.
Because
nobody's
Santa
seen.
Is magic.
Nobody's seen...
I'm sure there's a buff Santa. I'm sure there's a vegan Santa. I'm sure that Santa
vegan
is...
vegan Santa.
For sure, because, you know...
He's just like
a pescatarian Santa.
I don't know. Fishing at the North Pole, drilling
exactly,
through the
ice. Exactly, that's my point.
Okay. Anyway,
Santa's
time to go to school
right now.
On Santa. We're heading toward Christmas, and this is NPR News.
You're listening. listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. So glad you're with us. Hope you can keep listening. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's the latest news from NPR, followed by the classical morning show with Destiny.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Weather forecast for today, sunny, highs this afternoon near 54 degrees. Winds will start out light and variable, becoming south 5 to 10 miles an hour in the afternoon, so you could see gusts up to 20 miles an hour. For tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of rain, lows overnight around 42 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, gradual clearing in the afternoon, high near 50. It'll be windy, could get gusts up to 45 miles an hour tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 34 degrees, Topeka cloudy, 33, Chanute sunny and 33 degrees. It's 9 before 9.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The military rulers who took control of Myanmar in a coup 4 years ago plan a general election in phases starting this month. They're hoping the world will accept the vote. The backdrop is a years-long civil war that's left thousands dead and millions displaced. Michael Sullivan reports from neighboring Thailand.
The junta's propaganda machine is working hard.
Or that seemed like an example to sort of whitewash or rewrite history. So, for example, words like gulag, so the name of the Soviet system of forced labor camps, that's not in there. The word Stalinism isn't in there.
Stalinism, for the record, is defined by Merriam-Webster as Joseph Stalin's theory and practice of communism, quote, marked especially by rigid authoritarianism, widespread use of terror, and often emphasis on Russian nationalism.
Later today on All Things Considered, a look at a Broadway hit that's in its eighth year and the cast member who played Draco Malfoy in the 7 Harry Potter films, Tom Felton, is on stage to play Malfoy as an adult for Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. What did he learn from working alongside some of the finest actors of British stage and screen? Listen wherever you are, on your phone or here on the radio. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. We're from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Wednesday. Do keep listening. Destiny is on deck with the Classical Morning Show. That begins right after the news from NPR. Over on KPR2, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Sunny skies today, highs this afternoon near 54 degrees. Winds will be light and variable, becoming south 5 to 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. We could see gusts up to 20 miles an hour today. Tomorrow it gets even windier. In Lawrence right now, though, cloudy skies, 34 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 33. It's a minute after 9. I'm from NPR.